Hi, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Joel Burks, and today is Tuesday, December the 22nd. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we've been reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You're also going to be hearing my thoughts today about the passages and the hymn that we have read. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and I have the pleasure of reading the second stanza. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Our scripture today comes from Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, so I'll give you a second to get that pulled up, and then we'll begin. Verse 1 says this: What I am saying is that as long as an heir is under age, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. The heir is subject to the guardians and trustees until the time is set by his father. So also, when we were underage, we were in slavery under the elemental spiritual forces of the world. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's children. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. What is the law? This passage talks a lot about the law. So what does it mean that Jesus was born, quote, under the law? To the Jews, the law was the guiding light to help God's chosen people live in covenant relationship with him. God is portrayed throughout the Bible as so holy and just that sin cannot be brushed aside. And Scripture presents sin as so horrendous that it merits death. So if the law was broken, the children of Israel were required to offer a sacrifice to atone for their sin. Sin, sacrifice. This is the basic human predicament, and this was the way of life for many, many generations. In essence, sacrifices offered took the penalty of the sin on behalf of the people. In fact, once a year, on what is known as the Day of Atonement, priests would cleanse themselves, go into the Holy of Holies to offer a sacrifice for the entire nation of Israel. They would also choose one goat, this is where we get the term scapegoat, to send off into the wilderness, symbolically carrying off the nation's sin. You can find that in Leviticus 16, verse 10. As one theologian explained, when the Israelites participated in the ritual of this day with genuine faith, they were made acceptable to God. But they knew that this was temporary. It was a temporary provision, for it had to be repeated the next year and every year after, until the fullness of time, God would resolve the problem once and for all. Sin, sacrifice. The situation might seem bleak, but the good news of Galatians 4 verses 1 through 7 is that in the fullness of time, God did bring a permanent resolution by sending forth his Son, who was also born under the law. Notice how the hymn that we read just a second ago puts it. Late in time, behold him come. The people had been waiting for thousands of years to see their redemption, waiting for God to send a Savior to forever defeat sin. And now, on that night in Bethlehem, a tiny baby, the offspring of a virgin's womb, was born under the law for our sakes, all in God's perfect timing. What does it mean that Jesus was born under the law? He was now subject to all of the punishments required of those who broke that law. However, Jesus was perfect and knew no sin. When Jesus died on the cross, he became our substitute, yours and mine. As Spurgeon explained in a sermon, "Now you will readily perceive that if one is to be a substitute for another before God, either to work out a righteousness or suffer a penalty, that substitute must himself be free from sin. If he hath sin of his own, all that he can suffer will but be the due reward of his own iniquity. If he hath himself transgressed, he cannot suffer for another, because all his sufferings are already due on his own personal account." When Christ died in our place, God gave us a way to become reconciled to him without having to suffer the penalty of sin. In fact, when God looks at Christians, sinful as they are, God the Father instead sees his Son. We have been adopted into his family and have become heirs with Christ. This season, I encourage you to take time to thank the Lord for his Son Jesus, who suffered in our place and made a way for us. Amen.